I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. David Grisman has led evolving versions of his quintet for over 40 years since the self-titled David Grisman Quintet album revolutionized the acoustic music world in 1977 with its merger of bluegrass and jazz and beyond. His music has taken him down many other avenues as well, from his collaborations with Jerry Garcia to his acoustic disc record label, where he's produced and presented acoustic music from masters across many genres. He brings the current form of the David Grisman Quintet to the newly refurbished Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene on Thursday, January 25th, and he joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for your time today, David.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, it was revolutionary 40 years ago to merge bluegrass and jazz in the way that that first album did. Looking back now, how much do you think that opened doors for other musicians to experiment as well?
Well, I'm sure it opened a few. I think, it was an idea that was kind of ready to happen, and I wasn't the only one that had it. And actually, there are, people like Jethro Burns was playing jazz on the mandolin. I mean, I'm a firm believer in there's nothing new under the sun. But that album definitely, garnered a lot of attention, and younger pickers, the musicians that formed that first band and subsequent bands were kind of a new generation of a lot of them from bluegrass that were ready for something else. People like Tony Rice and Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall, they latched onto it pretty heavy.
That first album was such a success. Did you find yourself having to cope with people's expectations after the debut in terms of where you went next?
Well, in a way, yes. It made such a, I guess, profound impact at the time that, a lot of people, that's it, Anything I did after that was, always compared to that, or people, they go back to that, and which is in a way frustrating because, you can't keep making the same album over and over. And, but I guess it's, great to have made any impact at all. And I'm still here. I never was trying to reinvent the wheel. I was pretty much as I am now, just trying to express what I have to offer.
The quintet really has continued to evolve organically over the past 40 years through edges of Latin and Gypsy and all sorts of other things that have come and gone with the various personnel that have come through the band over that time. How would you describe the music that the current form of the quintet is bringing?
Well, we're doing a lot of material that was written recently. I'm going to actually debut a few newer tunes with this current formulation. I'm sort of with this tour going back to, I started with an all-string ensemble and didn't have drums or percussion for the first 9 years, after which I added percussion and drums. And now I'm sort of going back to the format without that and more or less the chamber music approach. And although we do have a flute player, Matt Eckel has been with me almost 30 years. And there are two real veterans, Jim Kerwin on bass and Matt on flute, who've been with me. Jim's been with me for over 30 years. And Chad Manning on fiddle and mandolin as well has been with me really for about 14 or 15 years. playing bluegrass, and for about the past 4 or 5 years playing dog music as well. And George Cole, the guitarist, has been in the band, I guess, about 4 years now, and he's a former rock and roller who got deeply into gypsy jazz, and he, you know, took all his electric guitars down to the music store at one point and traded them in for an acoustic guitar. And he brings a lot of different styles to the group, you know, rock, gypsy jazz, and swing, and you know, it's hard to find musician. Most musicians that they start in a certain genre and then they branch out. It's hard to kind of master too many genres, you know, it's just myself included. But I've always liked all kinds of music, and when I started writing tunes, I realized I could write in different styles. So, and sometimes a tune will work in several styles. So it's been fun, and it continues to be fun, and I'm still write a lot of tunes. And I've started publishing them in books. I'm up to the 4th volume of the Book of the Dog. So I've got my hands full.
You also have your hands full in terms of keeping acoustic disc going. That is another avenue for expressing not only your music, but many other people's music as well. How do you decide what you wish to release on acoustic disc?
Well, you know, it's, I mean, I'd love to release a lot more, but you know, unfortunately the CD business is you know, almost non-existent, but we have gotten into the download thing, and have put a lot of projects out as downloads only, and including projects that are what I call high resolution or high definition downloads that actually sound better than CDs. But I don't know if I come across something that I feel is important that people should hear, and I can, you know, obtain the rights to it, and that's often the hard part. Never really been into bootlegging anything, so you know, some of these things have taken years to. To be able to be released, but I don't know. It's the downloads make it a lot more feasible to put something out. You know, just take it as it comes. I mean, the most recent releases. I have a huge archive since I've been kind of my own producer. For decades, I've accumulated a lot of material, both mostly of live material of my own, and other people have left me their archives, and you know, I'm sitting on like mountains of music here, and you know, the recently put out a live performance of Tony Rice and myself from about 20 years ago that I stumbled across going through, you know, various boxes of tapes. And, you know, I continue with that. My good friend, the great jazz violin pioneer Sven Asmussen, passed away last year at almost the age of 101. And I went back and dug out about 20 hours of live material recorded at Fat Tuesday's Jazz Club in New York in 1986. And I'll probably put some of that out. And, you know, some of this, or more and more of it, is music that's in the category of there ain't going to be no more. So that kind of sheds a different light on on what I think should be made available.
I remember when you started Acoustic Disc, which was around 1990, as I recall, and I was currently...
Right.
At that point, I was working for Kaleidoscope Records down in the Bay Area, which had put out the first quintet album. And I remember you started by releasing a duo release with Jerry Garcia. And
right.
He must have had a profound impact on your life, and now that he's been gone for, 22 years or so, what do you find yourself going back to in terms of your time with Jerry Garcia?
Well, I think about him every day, and, you know, of course, a lot of the music we played together I still play, and, you know, he really enabled the Acoustic Disc thing to happen because, I mean, I was starting a record company. My first release was going to be, the first release was a quintet or one of my own projects, but then the second one was going to be Jacob de Bandolim, recordings made in Brazil by the great master of Choro music, and I got together during that time. I got together with Jerry for the first time in 13 years, and we when he came over the house and walked in and said, well, we should make a record because that way we'll have an excuse to play together. So I said, well, gee, I just built a studio in my basement and I just started a record company. He said, great, we'll do it for you. And that kind of enabled the company to really get off the ground in a big way. So I'm always grateful to Jerry for that. And, you know, his whole outlook on music is very similar to mine, and we had a lot of common musical interests. And I miss him, but he's still around.
You find yourself looking forward musically. What are you excited about that you're looking forward to playing or producing or doing?
Well, all of it. You know, music's a big challenge. I just got back from a few dates with my old friend John Sebastian, who I get together with every once in a while. And, I did a tour in November of 12 dates with the great Tommy Emmanuel, amazing guitar player. And he wanted to play all my tunes, so that was really a great thing for me, and being that I had a lot of new tunes. And, I just trying to keep up with music. It's a challenge, especially, getting a little older here. if you keep challenging yourself, you'll progress.
I just heard in advance a couple of weeks ago of Tommy Emmanuel's new CD, and I love that CD, including your contributions to it, for sure. What a master.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard that yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
There's a lot of really great, diverse duo material from Ron.
Right.
Yeah, it's great. And another wonderful player, for sure. I've really enjoyed having him in the studios a few times. So
cool, yeah. He's a force of nature.
Anything else you want our audience to know about the show and the quintet that's coming to you, Jim?
Well, hey, just come on down. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to being back in Eugene. And I live in Washington State now, so I'll be headed south.
Well, I really, really appreciate you bringing your music back to us, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes with me today.
Well, thanks, Eric. And look, are you going to be at the show?
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get down there this time. Yeah, previous commitments, alas.
Okay, so. Well, I'll see you sometime, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future.
I'd like that.
Good luck with the show.
All right, thank you so much.
And thanks for playing my music.
You're most welcome. All right. Thank you. Take care.
Sure.
Bye. David Grisman, who'll bring the David Grisman Quintet to the Jaques Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts on Thursday, January 25th at 7:30 p.m. The quintet currently includes David Grisman on mandolin, Matt Eckel on flute, George Cole on guitar, Chad Manning on violin, and Jim Kerwin on bass. Tickets and information at theshed.org. Also see davidgrisman.com and acousticdisc.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.